Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amongst various misconceptions which are found regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the notion that all Muslims are duty-bound. They are bound by their religion to wage war against all kinds of disbelievers and make them accept faith. In this regard, it is stipulated that the idolaters amongst the non-believers, they have to be put to death at all costs if they do not accept Islam. And as far as the people of the book are concerned, who primarily and who, of course, profess belief in monotheism, they are allowed to live and practice on their own religion, provided that they remain subservient to Muslims by paying the jizya tax. Now, these verses are mentioned in the Quran in a very explicit manner, and people derive from these verses that we are duty-bound, we as Muslims are duty-bound to wage war against all disbelievers and then treat them accordingly as these verses have spelled out. I'll read out these verses to you so that we are able to proceed and derive how exactly these verses relate to us. The Quran says, فَإِذَنْ سَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْهُرُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ هَيْسُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُزُوهُمْ وَحْصُرُوهُمْ وَقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْسَدْ فَإِنْ تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them, seize them, surround them, and everywhere lie in ambush for them. But if they repent from their wrong beliefs and establish regular prayers and pay zakah, then spare their lives. Now, as far as the verses which are related to the people of the book are concerned, they are also found in Surah Tawbah, and they read, قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلَا يُحَرِّمُونَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَلَا يَدِينُونَ دِينَ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حَتَّى يُعْطُوا الْجِزْيَ عَنْ يَدٍ وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. Fight those who believe not in Allah or the Last Day, nor hold that forbidden which has been forbidden by Allah and His Messenger, nor acknowledge the religion of truth from amongst the people of the book until they pay the jizya after being subdued and live a life of submission. So on the basis of these verses, it is construed that Muslims must wage war against all types of disbelievers, and then either they must subject them to accept faith, the idolaters among them have to accept faith, otherwise they will be put to death. And the people of the book, if they do not want to accept faith, then they shall pay jizya and remain subservient to the Muslims. Now, these verses actually are found, and the subject to discuss is found at numerous places in the Quran. And in order to understand what they actually convey, one must realize that there is a specific law of the Almighty which relates to the messengers of God and which is operational only and only in the times of the messengers of God. Now, the Almighty Himself has taken upon Himself to punish people through these messengers, through His messengers which He has sent in the past, people who deliberately deny the truth, so that this whole exercise can be made a substantiation for the fact that the day of judgment will also come for all other people. So in order to make the day of judgment a corroboration, a fact of reality, this whole exercise was conducted by the Almighty through His various messengers who He elevated as messengers, who were prophets of God, but they were elevated as Rasuls or the messengers of God. And through them, He punished people who had deliberately denied the truth, and as such, they had become kafirs. So we must realize that these verses specifically relate to the law of the Almighty, which specifically relates to His messengers. In the times of these messengers, He actually punished people who had deliberately denied the truth, and amongst these people, the idolaters were put to death if they did not accept faith, and the people of the book, or people who were primarily monotheists, but they were incriminated with various polytheistic beliefs, they were allowed to live on their own religion if they wanted to, but they had to remain subservient to the Muslims. So we must realize that these verses do not relate to us Muslims today. These verses and all other verses which discuss this subject are specifically related to a law of the Almighty which is operational only and only in the times of the messengers of God. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.